Welcome back. You are still on your favorite show on Bright TV, Ask the Pastor. Why do I call it favorite? Because it's a live program and you get to ask the pastor. Okay, more questions coming in. Shalom, sir. According to Mark 16:17, the signs that shall follow believers include tongue speaking. Why do you say every Christian cannot speak in tongues? Please, from what scriptural point of view do you say this? Shalom, Brother Kankam from Ghana.
Sorry, read it again.
According to Mark chapter 16, verse 17.
According to Mark chapter 16 and verse 17.
The signs that shall follow believers include tongue speaking.
Yes.
Why do you say every Christian cannot speak in tongues? Please, from what scriptural point of view do you say this?
From that same scriptural point of that same scripture you are reading. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Every Christian should cast out devils, Abby. They shall speak with new tongues. So you say every Christian should speak
in tongues.
In tongues? If you say yes, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So every Christian will lay hand on a sick person, and they shall recover. Then why did Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 say healing? He gave some healing. He didn't say all. Let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Verse 28.
Manifestation of the Spirit. Manifestation of the Spirit from verse 7.
Okay. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit.
Different, not all.
To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues.
Now, verse 9 again.
To another, faith by the same Spirit.
To another again.
To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit.
Not everybody. Then verse 10.
To another, the working of miracles.
It's not everybody that has that gift.
To another, prophecy.
It's not everybody that will prophesy.
To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues.
To another, not to all, diverse kinds of tongues.
To another, the interpretation of tongues.
To another, the interpretation of tongues. Then verse 28.
And God has set some in the church.
Some in the church.
First, apostles.
We have apostles.
Secondly, prophets.
We have prophets.
Thirdly, teachers.
We have teachers.
After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings. Helps, governments, diversities of tongues.
Then he asked the question in verse 29 and verse 20 and verse 30.
Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all worker of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret?
So I hope this is enough for you. Everyone has their gifts. The body of Christ is described as one body in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 with many members. And so every part of the body cannot be hand. Neither can every part of the body be leg. So it is wrong. Everybody cannot speak in tongues.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, more questions coming in. Shalom, sir. I'm Brother Samuel from Taraba State. My question is this. Is there anything wrong for a born-again child of God to wear a material that has to do with gold and silver, e.g. golden watch? Because according to Exodus chapter 33, verse 3 to 6, God told Moses to tell them to remove anything ornamental. Please, Pastor, I want to be clear. Bless you, sir.
Exodus 33, let's read it.
Verse 3 to 6.
Is that what he said?
Yes, sir.
Exodus
chapter 33, verse 3 to 6.
33. Please read it for me.
Unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb.
Now go to Judges chapter 8, verse 22 to 24.
Okay. Then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's son also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian.
Mm-hmm.
And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you.
Mm-hmm.
And Gideon said unto them, I would desire a request of you, that you would give me every man the earrings of his prey.
Mm-hmm.
For they had golden earrings, mm-hmm. because they were Ishmaelite. And they answered, we will willingly give them. And they spread their garments and did cast therein every man the earrings of his prey.
Mm-hmm.
And the weight of the golden earrings they requested was 1,700 shekels of gold,
uh-huh.
beside ornaments and collars and purple raiment that was on the kings of Midian, and beside the chains that were about their camels' necks.
And 27, and, now what was it for?
And Gideon made an effort thereof, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went thither, are warring after it. Which thing became a snare unto Gideon and to his house.
So it was for a purpose he collected it. Mm. Now, but whatever it is, you know, earring has always been my emphasis, mm. because of what it symbolizes. See, they are Ishmaelites.
Slavery.
Their root. Mm. Their identification.
Yes, sir.
But when it comes to the mention of jewelry, Old Testament, make us understand the New Testament, make us understand the perfect will of God. When you come to jewelry and all this, now, we all know that they are symbol of beauty and how people's heart, they cherish this thing so much. They are costly. They present flashiness, which is pride. The heart is there. Anything that, you know, is something that your heart is so much in, God does not, you know, want it around you, so that he has your heart fully. In the New Testament age, apart from a ring as it symbolizes, this is what Apostle Paul, you know, teaches. Even Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3. Let's look at Peter's own first.
Okay.
Now, if you look at it from verse 1.
Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word,
yes.
they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives.
Uh-huh. By the lifestyle that they live.
Mm. While they build your chaste conversation, coupled with fear.
Your character.
Who's adorning?
Now, see it now. This is what Apostle Peter is saying.
Who's adorning? Let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair.
The way you plait your hair, that is, you know, anytime you appear, the way you plait your hair.
And of wearing of gold.
The way you are known with gold.
Or of putting on of apparel.
A certain clothes that you put on. Now, you see, now this one is no more gold, it's not silver, just the cloth that you put in.
But let it be the hidden man of the arts.
Now it should be character.
Mm.
That's what he's emphasizing there.
Yes, sir.
And so, this is Peter. Now, Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 9.
Okay, 1 Timothy 2, 9.
Mm.
In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel.
Modest apparel, modesty, moderation.
With shamefacedness,
yes,
and sobriety.
Character now.
Not with braided hair.
Not braided hair.
Or gold.
Or
pearls. Or costly.
Can you see
what
I say now? Costly are flashy.
Mm.
But what?
But which become women professing godliness with good works.
So your appearance should be something that speaks about godliness.
Mm. Yes, sir.
You don't dress like the world. You don't dress flashy.
Mm.
And you know, it's very difficult to tell a woman, not every woman wants to stand out. They want to dress and be noticed.
Hmm.
That is what God is against.
Okay. Oh, thank you, sir. Okay. More questions coming in. Brother Promise is calling us from Osun State. Pastor Promise, God bless you, sir.
Shalom, sir. Good evening, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. My question tonight is in the book of Revelation chapter 20.
Revelation 20.
I want to read this from verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison So I believe this 1,000 years is the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus Christ on this earth. And verse 8, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together for battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and before them. Now, my question is this. This place, after millennium here, he said the devil shall be loosed from the prison. And then he will gather some nation. Who are the people of this nation that devil will gather? And then who are they going to fight? The number two question, what is the position of we, brides of Jesus, in this matter here?
Does he have any other question?
No. Okay.
Okay, you can cut your line and then listen very well.
Okay, sir.
Now, notice that in our study of the day of the Lord,
amen,
that is when the Lord will come with the bride, we, to rule the earth for 1,000 years. There will be a shaking and few men will be left. In fact, it's just 1/3 of the present population of the billions of people will remain. And the Bible says men will be as scarce as precious as gold. As scarce as gold.
As gold. As precious. Yeah.
I think the word, use the word precious as gold. Now, so by the time the earth is shaking and shaking and shaking and shaking and shaking, you know, few men will be left. The reason God saves them is so that they can come on the earth, because we are not coming to rule animals. Mm-hmm. We are coming to judge human beings on earth here. So they are left to repopulate the earth. And remember, population will grow fast because there will be no death.
No sickness.
The Bible says that when somebody is 100 years old, they will say you are a child.
Baby.
You are a baby. There will be no sickness. No fear of mosquito or snake bite. Nothing. There will be peace everywhere because the Prince of Peace is on earth.
Hallelujah.
So within this period, the carnal aspect of man will be caged, because the Bible says he will rule with a rod of iron for fear of he who is on the throne. The mortal man will live, they will live obeying him, sitting in the temple in Jerusalem as the King of Kings.
Amen.
Okay. And so for 1,000 years, they know no other, the deceiver, which is Satan, is away, so they don't know any other thing. But God, who knows all, will want to have reason for you to know you with joy. He knows who, he knows tomorrow from today.
Mm.
They will also undertake their test, like we are undertaking our test now.
Mm-hmm.
There will always be two trees before us, tree of knowledge of good and evil, and tree of life. They have seen the tree of life. They will now wait to see whether they will listen to that tree of knowledge of good and evil. Satan will be released to tempt them. And you can see that multitude will follow him. Mm. Multitude will follow him. Of course, some will not follow.
Amen.
But many will follow. Then God will now have reason to wipe all of them away. So that is the reason to tempt them. God allow it. To let everybody know why he's going to hellfire.
The position
so
of
it
the
is
bride.
Their own trial time. Like we are testing time. Like we are also being tested now.
What will be the position of the bride during that time?
Oh, we are already the queen now. We are the ones that's coming to fight with us. It's coming to fight us. We are the armies of the Lord.
Mm.
And any other person in the millennium that believe us, they will join us. because he will give them eternal life.
Amen.
Within that period, we will all join and fight the devil, but we'll defeat him.
Amen. Certainly.
With how did he put it?
With the
spirit of the word that come out of his mouth.
Of mouth. Yes, sir.
Fire will proceed and devour Satan. And finally, they are put out of existence.
Amen.
Through hellfire.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay, more questions. Shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. Please, Pastor, clarify me. Last Friday night, you said that it is wrong for everyone to speak in tongues according to the Bible. Please back it up with Bible reference, because in our church, my pastor will ask the whole church to begin to speak in tongues. So is it wrong? Two, man of God, please, those who eat the body of Christ unworthily and die physical death, can they still make heaven? Is it also wrong to give children Holy Communion?
How many questions is he asking?
Three questions.
1 Corinthians chapter 14. If you read the whole of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, let me just give them the reference. The whole of, read it, study it, you'll understand that, you know, let's say verse 23.
Okay. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad?
So I read the rest. At least with this one now, it is not allowed. I mean, why will you speak? You speak, you know, everybody cannot speak in tongues. So it is wrong for that pastor to say that. What's the second question?
Holy Communion, those that eat the body of the Lord unworthily, and die a physical death, will they go to heaven?
No, of course. What entitles you to go to heaven is that you have eternal life. It's part of God's punishment.
Chastisement.
You know, it chastises you, and the last stage of it is that he calls you home before you disgrace him on earth. Mm. Yeah, if you have the Holy Ghost, you will go home, but you lose your reward. No crown for you, you lose it. And nobody will want to rule the stay for 1,000 years and redundant. 1,000 years, you have no authority, no power. You are just there, following Pastor Moses anywhere I'm there. That will be a general. Like the law of Angel Michael, Angel Gabriel. Before they reached that position, they were tested. So also, me here, I will not fail. I must get my crown.
The third question, is it wrong to give children Holy Communion?
Of course, you only give them by way of trying to teach them, because show the way, train up the child the way he should go. And when he, you know, is old, he will not depart. So if that is the purpose, you are teaching them to know why you pray in Jesus' name, why you are Christians. This is the ordinance that give us, that remind us of our salvation. Nothing is wrong with it. If the child is of age to hear, teach them, practice. You know, when they grow up, they will know the importance of a communion.
Okay, our last question for today. My question is, what are the fundamental reasons for a man to give his life to Jesus? Fundamental reasons. Okay.
What's the second question?
Second question, can a man give his life to Jesus by his own will? Please, Pastor, kindly explain Matthew 10, verse 29. Brother Stephen.
Fundamental reason for a man to give his life to Jesus is so that you'll be saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world. So that you'll be reunited with your makers who has lost fellowship with you since the Garden of Eden. So that you will enjoy eternity. Fundamental reasons.
because
the fundamental reason is because for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God made a provision for us to escape. We are in bondage so that you can escape from the control of Satan.
Pardon.
Fundamental reason. What's the second question?
Third question, Matthew 10:29.
No, can you give your life?
Life to Jesus on his own will? That's the second question.
It's always your own will, you do it.
Whosoever will.
It's whosoever will. After you have heard the gospel, the decision is yours to accept or to reject.
Amen.
Yes.
Matthew 10:29 says, can you explain it?
What is Matthew 10:29?
Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing?
Yes.
And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father.
That is to let you know that every aspect of your life, he's aware of it.
Amen.
He will say the very hair of your head, the number, he knows it.
Amen.
So don't think that he's not aware of the situation. There's nothing he doesn't know concerning you.
Mm.
Therefore, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first. He cares for you.
Amen.
Your problem is have a relationship with him.
Mm.
He cares.
Amen.
God bless you.
Okay, we sincerely apologize that we will not be able to go further this night. But we want to use this medium to thank all sponsors of Bright TV. We can't say thank you enough to you because your offerings have kept us going all this while. We pray that God will continue to bless you. So till we meet again, shalom and God bless you.